Some people will go to great lengths to create something luxurious. But have you ever heard of someone spending an entire year doing the interior painting for something the size of a large room, only using turkey feathers as the paintbrush? I'll take you to that place on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Lake Superior Railroad Museum in Duluth has many amazing cars and engines that can still travel the tracks here. As Ken Bueller shares, one car in particular is a unique and luxurious experience.
This is the car Northland for the Mesabi Railroad. It was their private car. It was their president's car. It was built in 1916. It's on the National Register of Historic Places as being the first all-steel rail car ever built.
The owner of the car was U.S. Steel, and that meant this car needed to be constructed differently than others of its day.
U.S. Steel wanted an all-steel rail car. They didn't want to have a wood car or a heavyweight or anything like that. They wanted to say that steel was the wave of the future and that soon all cars would be made out of steel. So they were making a big statement here.
But when company executives first saw the interior of the car, it was dull gray because it was steel. They immediately made some changes to disguise the metal.
It's an entire full paint job. Took them 1 year to do. They used turkey feathers to do it. And it's absolutely breathtaking when you think about it.
When Ken speaks of painting the interior of the car with turkey feathers, he's referring to the process that designers use to make the steel look like a wood interior.
This car rolls. It's part of our rolling stock for very special occasions for very special guests.
And when he says it rolls, it can still travel the tracks on the scenic railroad here. That experience brings thousands of visitors each year for the many different train trips visitors can take. The trains are all run by volunteers, and as Ken reminds, they have a 100% safety record. It's quite a place to see some rail cars and engines that you won't find anywhere else. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.